We're now well past Christmas, but the very fact of Christmas leaves us with so much cause for reflection, so many implications, so many applications when we think about the birth of the Son of God on this planet as a real human being. You know, the humanity of Christ is a permanent reality. There was a time when God the second person was not a man. There was never a time when God the second person was not God. And there will never be a future time when he's not man. Jesus of Nazareth is a unique reality. He is what formal theologians call the theanthropic person, the God-man. And the only example we have of that in time or in space, he is the preeminent and the only begotten Son of God. In the first centuries of the Christian church, the great challenge was not merely to answer the question, who is the Son of God, but what is the Son of God? As it took the church centuries of councils and scholarship and reflection and prayer and study of Scripture to even know how to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ meaningfully. John makes his own unique contribution in the beginning of his gospel. He echoes the first words of the Bible, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." John says, "In the beginning was the Word." In other words, there was a caption before there was a picture. There was meaning before there was material. And that meaning is to be found in the Word, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.